Enter game.
Oh. Light Driver.
Have you seen that?
No, but it made me laugh.
End game! End game! End fucking game! Black Mirror, the Star Trek one.
Space Fleet.
It's really good.
I love it.
Welcome to Happy Words, guys. Welcome back.
Is that actually it now?
Good that was we're it. That That's was how we're introing it.
Sweet. Welcome.
I'm your host, Josh. Who are you?
My name's Tom.
And who are you?
My name's Aiden.
There we go. Simple. Episode four.
Finished.
Episode four.
What was that fun fact you said?
In episode four, you guys were like, okay, say our names and you were just silent. There wasn't anything.
Well,
you
we just left it to yeah. interpretation.
You made it so
yeah.
difficult.
Yeah.
What episode was the fun fact you gave us last time, Josh? Not on the thing, but most podcasts don't last past...
Yeah, most podcasts don't last past three episodes.
So because
we've done it. We are in the top, I think, 20%.
We're beating the mould.
We're beating, dude.
We are the mould.
We are the mould.
We are the podcast.
We can stop.
We are one.
We did it.
Oh, mate, that's awesome.
Aiden, what's your track record of winning? You've won one, you've lost one, Dylan's got one. You're currently Aiden the Pregnant. Dylan the Terrible, and Tom is Tom.
Shout out
Tom
to Dylan.
Tom is just Tom.
Thanks, Dylan. Cheers for that. Today, we have the classic format ending with our competitive games, so definitely worth hanging around for that, because this week is not Urban Dictionary.
I'm still going to be beaten.
It's something else. Tom, you might get
this
one.
Have you played this one before?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just designed for me to win.
No.
Do we have to wait?
It's Guess Tom's Life, yeah.
See, the viewers, listeners? They can just fast forward it, can't they? Really? So just like the games, just skip to the end.
Skip to the end. Yeah. Skip to about 25 minutes in.
Just give us a cheeky like. I don't really mind.
leave an iTunes review. How is everyone? First of all, how are you guys?
Well, yeah, I'm well. I'm all right.
Yeah,
doing all right.
I'm not well.
Oh, okay. And moving on.
Why are you not well?
Physically broken. No, I've just had a bit of a cold. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice at all.
No,
probably not.
Really. It's about the same.
I can hear myself. It sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm still in one.
Still living.
Still living.
That's good. And Tom, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Just
how are you, Josh?
By.
We never ask you.
News. So next section.
No.
I'm going to cut this bit out. I'm not good.
Oh, man.
I'm really bad.
Oh, God.
I'm really bad.
Why?
First, so this...
Are you serious?
Wait, just, what? Just can't just move bad. On from that.
Can we just... Do you want to stop recording for a minute?
It's all right.
Oh, my God. Have you ever had a gluten-free sandwich?
I wouldn't want to.
No.
I had gluten-free... gluten-free ham and cheese sandwich. Worst thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Why did you buy that?
Why did you do that?
Because I accidentally picked it up and didn't see it said gluten free on it.
Biggest
I was just getting a meal deal.
Biggest anime betrayal of 2019.
Oh, yeah. A bit into it, and it was like the bread didn't feel right.
That's disgusting.
It always sucks when the bread doesn't feel right.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't feel like bread. And then I was eating it, and it just.
Well, I can tell you that I had the best sandwich I've ever had in my life today.
Wow.
And I made it.
Well, I mean, that seems a little bit bigger. I don't think you can say something you made something like, hey, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I was the only person that had it.
Exactly. Like, if I produced a child, I can't be like, this is the best child ever, because it obviously isn't, because it's my child. Something that I realised this week.
Can I not tell you about my sandwich?
Is it that cool?
Right.
Is it worth spreading?
Someone just cut it in half.
Right, put your hand down. So basically, so I started off with a cheesy bap, cut it in half, butter, and then chorizo.
Ooh,
sounds pretty basic so far, mate.
It's just going to get more basic now. That was the pitch.
A Starbucks.
And then I put baby spinach.
What?
Sweet chili.
Okay, all right.
Well, you just literally going through every cupboard.
Yeah, close it up. That's all I needed.
You had butter. Chorizo, spinach, and chili.
That's all it needed.
Tom.
And it was magical.
I mean, it's pretty basic until you got the chili out. I've never even thought of that.
Have you not eaten in years?
Have a chili sandwich.
Give it a whirl.
What about lettuce?
Well, no, that's too much. I think the spinach was just quite cooling. Yeah. And it was still quite crunchy because it had the stem, not the stems, you know, the little
boys, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was really good. Recommend that sandwich.
Recommend your sandwich.
My sandwich. Yep.
Speaking about Aiden being let down by his sandwiches.
and his family.
Did you guys hear about Fire Festival?
F-Y-R-E.
Yeah.
I thought it was Fur Festival.
Nope. What? Nope. Okay. What?
Well, no, I heard it was a massive failure.
Yeah, so there's a Netflix documentary that I highly recommend. It's all about, I think it's like an hour and a half, the documentary. It's all about this festival that was planned and they brought all these influencers over and everything, and there was no way to get back. There wasn't proper like living arrangements. There was literally like a scurry to get like beds and stuff. It was a massive disaster. I highly recommend it, watching it or not going to the event. Oh my god.
Was it recent, this attempted festival?
I think it was like last year.
Oh really?
I think so.
I've only just heard of it. I just saw a heading.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. Did it actually happen?
Like,
it went ahead. It shouldn't have. And then after everyone left, some of the staff left over were held hostage by the islanders, being like, we demand to be paid because we just did all of this for you and you guys are just...
Islanders?
Well, the people that lived on the island... So the festival was on...
Skull Island.
Was on the island that... What's the guy, the drug guy?
Escobar.
Yeah, Escobar's island, but then they had to change it to another island because of whatever. Really weird. You have to watch it.
Right.
Have you guys watched anything on Netflix recently?
Punisher, season 2.
Yeah?
I've
heard it's good.
Working my way through that. The thing is, I know I need to watch lots of other things, like the Netflix, Bandersnatch, and Black Mirror.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I get to the point where everyone is talking about something so much, it puts me off.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm one of those people.
I only want it if it's not mainstream.
And unfortunately, I am like that. And so that's why I've been watching The Punisher, because I loved season 1.
Yeah.
And John Bernthal is fantastic.
I like him as an actor. Just
he's really good.
I watched the first episode of season 1 and I was put off of it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Right. But people kept telling me to keep watching it. So maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Maybe if
Punisher, I've heard it's really good.
It's really brutal. Really good. Violent. And
that's why they brought it back, unlike the other one.
And they cancelled Daredevil, I think, now.
Yeah.
Which means Punisher will probably get cancelled soon as well.
Or there'll be more funding towards it.
Possibly.
Same company, isn't it? So
Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, it's Disney, isn't it? And it's like, Disney's very good at axing something if they're not reaching standards, or even if they're making a profit. I've heard this a lot, especially with the game industries that they work with. if they ax it if it's not reaching requirements. They're like, hey, you have to earn this much a month, which is like impossible, and they're like, oh, we're axing you, and we're like, hey, but we're making a profit, like, we're axing you.
Right.
It's like, Disney, why? And then he leaves. Disney, why?
Disney are sitting on such a massive gold mine of stuff they could use and earn money from. Like,
yeah.
The fact they own Star Wars is enough for any franchise to profit.
Exactly.
But they have so many other things as well.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what they control.
Yeah.
They could make anything they wanted. They could make our dream games, our dream Star Wars games.
Are they?
No.
It's a Battlefront 2, the game that you wanted?
I've been playing that
a lot
today, actually.
I want to get back into it.
It's so much better than it has ever been.
I'll do it.
Fire up, we could play again.
Email Disney.
At Disney_.
Well, now we're a pretty powerful voice on the internet. We're on
Mega
iTunes.
Powerful.
So, they have to take what we say seriously.
I don't think that's how it works.
I wouldn't take half of what we say seriously.
Half of what you say.
I mean, guys, keep it in the games.
keep it in the
competitive games.
I haven't really watched anything on Netflix. I don't even have an account. I don't know if this is on Netflix, but I remember that show you showed me, One Punch.
One Punch
I've
Man.
I started watching it.
So good.
I'm on episode 3. And basically, it's an anime, but it's like taking the piss out of all the other animes.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, his power level, what? I trained for 3 years. And it's like the ultimate fighting machine.
It's basically like one punch of his can kill anyone instantly. And how he did it, you find out later on in the season that he did 100 press-ups a day, ran 100 miles a day, and
10 kilometers a day,
and like 100 sit-ups a day, and then that's how he became to his level. And it's just it's really funny.
And he's so powerful. It's all he ever wanted was to be a hero. And now he's like unbeatable. He's just like,
he wants to find a worthy opponent.
Yeah.
Right,
so the whole thing, he'll save the day, but he's like, oh.
So I think
it's so easy. He's so bored of it.
The first episode is this really dramatic fight. This like really bad guy, and he's like, he punches him in one hit, and then it's over.
It's all over.
Yeah. The bad guys get like 10 minutes of dialogue of their backstory and how they're the most powerful in the universe.
The backstory is so
just
funny.
Like, baps them once, and they just explode. And he's just like, well,
that sounds brilliant.
I think that was like Carbonic Guy or something. Like, what was that?
Oh, you're thinking of the crab guy in episode 2? The
crab guy.
2, I think?
Yeah.
He's like, I had so much crab that I turned into one. He's just like this massive crab man.
And then it cuts to the main character eating crab for dinner. It's like,
oh no.
But that's really good. Have you guys seen the A Dog's Way Home trailer?
No.
So in the cinema at the moment, there's a film called A Dog's Way.
Why do they release these films?
Well, can we just skip this?
And
so
I was
annoying. The only good one is Homeward Bound.
Marley and Me.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
That's a different film
entirely.
That's
just emotion, that film.
That's not.
But Just quickly, A Dog's Way Home, the trailer is ridiculous because obviously the dog chases after a squirrel and ends up somehow halfway across the country.
Of course.
And then the journey on the way back, he saves someone's life.
Does he find himself?
He finds himself.
Yep.
He befriends a cheetah, and the cheetah and him...
What country is this in?
No, this is all understandable.
The cheetah helps him get home.
Yep.
And it's just completely ridiculous.
Why do they make these films? They're so bad.
They're so bad. It's because there's nothing in the cinema at the moment. I was looking.
No, there really isn't.
And I was like, there's nothing to watch.
And also, why do they bring films out on Boxing Day? I've never once thought, oh, I'm going to go cinema on Boxing Day.
I don't know.
People must do, though.
Cinema, okay, Panto, isn't you?
Oh, yeah, it's Panto. Really.
Panto
so it's still a thing.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is it?
I was going to be in it.
Were you?
Not Worthing Panto.
Oh, right.
Another Panto. But, yeah, singing, dancing on stage.
That's still quite popular.
He's behind you.
You need to be a failed celebrity, though, really, don't you?
Yeah, which is why I didn't do it.
Just give it a few years.
What I realised is that dogs are weird.
They're amazing creatures.
I picked, like, because, obviously, Tom, you have a perfectly normal-sized dog.
Nah, he's a big lad. Hank's a big lad.
Depends what you mean by normal. He's a
he's
tall,
a big boy, yeah.
He's a, yeah, a tall dog.
Whereas my dog, tiny dog,
yeah,
it's weird to think it's on a lead. These owners are just walking these little things around on a lead.
Domesticated
like
dogs.
It's so
some
weird.
Are more so than others.
Yeah.
Some are better trained.
Yeah.
Some are more chilled, so they don't need the training. Some
yeah.
do, or some haven't had the training that they need. So it's all like so varied. They're like... It's like just having humans, really, and how varied they are, but just don't put them on leads.
Doubt it.
What do you mean?
You
what?
Don't have your kid on a leash, do you?
Well, yeah.
Some parents do.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that, really.
I can understand it a little bit so the kid doesn't run out into the road.
I think hold
that's
his hand.
The reason.
Or her hand.
Well, it might be easier to hold onto a rope like it is with a dog. You don't hold a dog or something, do
well,
you?
No, but it's a dog. Don't even need it on a lead.
I wouldn't walk Hank down the road.
No.
Off the lead. He would
well,
stay
no,
with
you,
me.
And then you get to the park, you let him off lead.
Because
no.
if he saw something, he'd be gone. Like, that's why I wouldn't...
Hank!
Like,
Hank's
yeah.
way home.
You can teach a kid not to run into the road.
Yeah, but he's still going to do it anyway. If
like
he wants to end
old.
It.
Mother, release me.
I don't know, to be fair. I'm not a parent.
I'm sorry, you don't have to be a parent to know that you can't let a three-year-old walk down the street. Just not...
I see it all the time. Don't go too far now, and they're like, I won't.
Well, they're like, yes, mummy. They come back
in 20 years' time.
Yeah.
My brother did once actually run into the road, even though we're both told. I was only like 5, 6, and I shouted at him, get out of the road, what are you doing? And then mum...
What is that what you sounded like?
What are you
doing? You mug.
And a car like had to slam on its brakes and everything.
Yeah.
And my brother was just completely vivid, and he heard the baby, he was like, what? And he looked at the driver and was like, I've never seen such terror. Man, my mum was... Fuming.
Yep.
Fuming. She was not happy.
Yeah, why didn't you hit my son?
No,
go faster next time.
Proper grilling.
Yep.
Even I got a bit of a grilling. I didn't
even
do
it. 6. That's when the anger started.
Where did it all start?
Have you guys seen on social media a new culture wave of a specific meme?
Yes.
Tom, have you seen it?
Probably.
Aiden, would you like to explain?
Or just give me, like, just say the meme or, like, something connected with it and I'll...
Well,
maybe
he's never had to use more than 2% of his power.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Shaggy meme.
Have you guys seen
I
all the memes?
It.
Yeah, I just don't know where they're all coming from.
They're really weird, but I really like them.
Why have we latched onto Shaggy as a cultural icon?
I don't know. What, a god, you mean?
He is a god, isn't he?
I think they're so hilarious.
It's all,
speak ill of his name again.
It's the brilliant, like, the ones where the Scooby-Doo film and they've always done some behind-the-scenes...
Yeah.
filming and then they're talking to the actors and each actor is saying like how Shaggy willed them into
existence
just to play the role because they needed a Velma so Shaggy
yeah.
willed her into existence.
I think it's so good because it's creative as well.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like 3 words on a picture, it's like you have to actually think about that.
I explained a meme to my mum.
My mum didn't get it.
To be fair, what the fuck is a meme? Like, to try and explain the fact that we are literally they are satirical,
yeah,
which for the older generation is quite hard in that sort of way
yeah.
to explain, because they're satirical on how terrible life is, or how we perceive life to be quite bad. So it's kind of like an escape, isn't it, a meme?
Yeah.
And then we're also, it's a different way of looking at comedy. A meme
really
is a very different way of looking at comedy.
It's weird.
No, it is, like... You can get memes now that don't make sense, and that's why they're funny.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's still, like, has anyone sat down and been like, this is what a meme is? We see something and we're like, that's a meme, and we know it's a meme.
Well, yeah. I think originally it was a picture with text.
Yeah. Lollicats.
With, like, you know, the Philosopher Raptor.
Yeah,
you know, that
yeah
sort
Philosopher
of,
Raptor. That's yeah.
That was a meme.
Yeah,
because it was a picture and then text that backed up that picture.
What's your favourite memes?
I mean, one of my favourites has to be the John Cena one. Not that you can't see me, but the one where he goes, "Are you sure about that?"
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, so it's like Trump talking about how he loves Mexicans, and it's just then John Cena rips down the bit on the wall and just goes, nestles his head in, and he's like, "Are you sure about that?" Yeah.
Aiden, what's your favourite meme?
Oh man, it changes, but I always find the Star Wars ones funny. Always.
There was a time when I could watch Revenge of the Sith and not think about the memes.
It's ruined.
I think if anything, it's made it better.
Well,
it's changed it into a comedy.
Almost. I've got the high ground, Anakin. You turn it against me. Right. Democracy.
9-year-old me would have been crying, and now 21-year-old me is laughing because I was just thinking of Anakin with AirPods in, and like, fuck, he can't hear him.
I nearly cried in that film when Mace Windu gets chucked out of the window.
Yeah, I was starting to. I was like, what?
Because why did Anakin do that?
Mm-hmm. My favourite meme is the eyebrows one.
Yeah,
I love that one. I respond to that in message and everything.
I see you use
that
quite a lot.
It's the only thing I do. Have you guys seen the rats that follow each other by their tails to replicate a snake to scare off predators?
No, I haven't seen that.
This thing's crazy.
Where do you find this?
Right. On Instagram.
What predators? What's hunting them?
Well, like eagles.
Imagine
and
that.
Stuff. An eagle isn't going to attack a snake.
No, but it can see five rats.
No.
And be like,
what the fuck are they doing?
That's a lumpy snake.
Yeah, surely you've got to be stupid.
It's really
just five rats. Show me a picture. Let me see if it looks anything like a snake.
It's
if it
really
does,
interesting.
Then fair enough. But if they've, like, rats have long tails, don't they? So there'd be a long.
So what are they holding on to their tails?
Well, they're like baby rats. Let's call them mice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, actually, okay.
That's actually calmed me.
Oh my god, look, they're
even goes around.
Wow.
It's like the game snake.
Yeah, it is like the game snake. Yeah. We'll put that on our Facebook page for people to see.
Yeah.
The game. You just lost it.
Oh no!
Wow, that's pretty good actually.
It's pretty cool.
I thought it would look stupid, but as soon as it started moving, I was like, is that a snake?
It's believable. If I was an eagle, that would con me.
Yeah.
You are an eagle, Tom. That did coin you.
Coin me?
You're like, that's a snake, Josh. Man, don't believe it or not.
100% a snake.
Couple of little boys, hee running around in each other's asses.
I can't believe they're like, mimic the movements. They're like coiled.
So are they like deep throating each other's tails?
I don't think it's like that. Oh,
I don't know about that.
Maybe, because they work tight.
Yeah, but.
Tight.
Mate, that's a lot of responsibility to get every step perfect, because if you get it wrong,
someone
you separate, they'll be like,
shit, hang on,
leave him.
That's some high level illusion magic right there they've got.
Do you guys not have mobile phones? It's happened again.
You know,
the Diablo 3. Do you guys have mobile phones?
I love that.
When they released a mobile game to a whole bunch of PC
gamers.
It's happened again to Alien.
Alien.
Alien. There's an Aliens game coming to mobile.
Well, Aliens is in.
Aliens, yeah.
What? The
chest exploders, whatever they're called.
Yeah,
it's coming to mobile.
Really?
And I don't think you can play a horror game on a mobile I'm pretty sure it is like a full on horror game.
It's just not the same, is it?
All it'll be is like the Slender format. Go around, pick that up. Don't get caught by the thing.
Yeah.
Well done, you've done it.
Well, I'm thinking it might be like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, even worse.
It's like, quickly look that way and see if he's coming.
Turn the light on.
The thing is, with those mobile games, the reason why they do them is because they're cheap and low effort to make.
Yeah.
But you can also, like, thread within them. You can advertise them, but you can thread within them lots of microtransactions. So they do end up getting the money back from it, like a lot of money back from it.
Yeah.
So I understand why they do them and why that's the current popular thing
for game companies
to do. But
I just don't.
It's terrible.
If they can't even make a good one,
but there has not been a good Alien game.
PC.
Alien Isolation.
Isolation. But I do have a soft spot for Colonial Marines.
You
oh
like that, don't
my
you?
God.
Yeah, but
no,
Tom likes that sort of game, doesn't he?
Oh, it's horrendous.
Or Alien versus
yeah, that
Predator.
Was okay. That was okay.
Is that the called game?
That was okay.
Is that what the game
Colonial called? Marines was hot trash. They got in so much trouble.
It was
the
rough.
No, it was awful.
It was
I played
rough.
It felt like a PS2 game. I got in so much trouble for it.
It was really
After
buggy.
Like a day, it was like 20 quid.
Still rate it.
Someone
though.
Literally gave it to me. They're like, I don't want this.
Meanwhile, Skyrim or borrow Switch it as long as you is £50. Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to buy it.
It's coming to Excel as well. Game,
to what?
Word Excel. Microsoft Excel.
Oh, nice. Soon playable on your microwave.
On your fridge.
It's not possible.
Well, it's not yet.
It could be, actually.
My microwave can roast a chicken.
What?
Can yours? No.
Yeah, it comes up with insults.
Well, you're a piece of shit. Microwave! I just want to toast my croissant.
So Aiden spent all of his Nintendo Switch money on a microwave.
It's not mine, it's my nan. Found out she used to cook roast dinners in a bloody microwave.
No, what? That's not right.
It tastes.
I can't release this because I'm going to have to.
She didn't do all of them, but if it was a last minute one. Listen, if it was a last minute one. Chuck it in.
No. But she's not a roast. You do not resort to the microwave.
Listen.
Like some sort of little bitch.
Scum!
She still bastes it. Still does all that. Puts it in a little tray.
No excuse.
It's basically just a little oven.
No, you don't baste. Right, no. That doesn't make sense to baste something and glaze put it then in the microwave. Because basting is, you do that when you're using a pan. Because you want to cook it all the way through. If you're microwaving something, it guarantees that it's cooked all
the way
through.
That's like, yes, but the basting still, if you put the butter on it, you're going to get a little buttery taste when you eat it.
Or terrible. Just cook it properly.
And if you're doing cook...
Terrible.
Do you ever talk about my nan's cooking like that?
Well, when you tell us that she fucking microwaved...
Molests it.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't do it for all of them. She should be arrested. But if she just wants to cook up a bit of roast chicken...
She should go to prison.
That's just out of order.
Let it out in the game. She's
literally the nicest lady in the world.
She needs to be
She's
executed.
Done nothing wrong to anyone.
I'm going to find sound effects that I'll put in post-production, not in the actual thing, for the competition section.
Yeah, they're going to do it post?
No.
Liven it up.
Yeah. And there's going to be a nice little competitive...
That's copyrighted.
So the last note is higher, so it's not copyright. Competition time, boys.
Right now. I love it. Oh, boy. We're just talking about the copyright thing. You know, whenever there's that, I do watch a lot of them. Star Wars, like, lore videos.
Yeah.
And then the entrance music, they'll try and copy the Star Wars thing, but it's something just a little bit different, so it's like... Ba 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 ba. Ba. So they just mix it up a little bit.
I never knew there was a way to reclaim your virginity until now. Yeah, I watch Star Wars lore videos.
Yeah, I'll do it next to Sophie as well.
To really, you know,
really
flex it,
get it home.
You know, Soph, I'm actually a virgin.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do you remember what happened last week with the games, with the competition?
I lost.
Dylan won. Came close second.
Our special guest, he won, which means the chance of Thomas winning is back up to 50%.
Has increased twofold.
Last week, obviously, we did Urban Dictionaries.
Yes, we
did. Lots of thinking, lots of wondering what the words were. I forgot. Oh, beef crapper.
It was
beef crapper. Waffle crapper. Yeah. This week we're doing something simple. You know, we're keeping it chill. We're in a really hot room. We're keeping it nice and chill. We are doing the missing word out of this week's headlines.
Okay.
Easy,
mate. Tom, you're in touch with your news.
Can you move the laptop slightly?
I'm knowledgeable.
Can you see it?
I actually can't read. I haven't got my glasses.
I can't read. Just edit out so he doesn't say the classroom.
I actually can't read. We're going to do a simple three-rounder. Starting with the first round. Who was the winner last week? Neither of you. The week before that, it was Aiden, which means Tom's going first. And we're going to keep going back and forth.
Going first.
Sorry, Tom.
I'm fine with
Win, then.
Oh, yes, Dad. All right, let's go.
Round one.
Da-da-da. Is that where the actual sound effect's going to go?
Yeah.
Because please tell me our budget isn't that bad.
Round one. From BBC.
Yeah.
Prince Philip tells crash victim he is blank. Prince Philip tells crash victim he is blank. Tom, what did he tell the crash victim?
There's stuff you could come up with. He is... sorry.
You're saying he is sorry?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Got it.
Correct.
First
what
time.
The fuck? That is...
Oh. Applause, please. You applaud me, bitch.
I thought you guys would overthink it. I thought you guys would be like, he said she's a massive cow.
Not sorry. That sounds like something you might say.
Yeah. Prince Philip says he's rich.
says he should have hit it harder. The 97-year-old royal wrote, "I would like you to know how very sorry I am for my part in the accident at the Bambingley Crossroads." His part. He was fully responsible.
Oh, yeah.
My small role.
Very minor role.
Cameo.
Cameo. I will continue to drive my rover round. He has people do that for him.
Yeah, why is he? He's 97. He doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything. Tom, well done. You're in the lead.
Oh yeah, good start.
That was the only round. Well done, you won.
My God.
You're playing for a randomly generated exclusive title for this episode.
Can we win something?
No. Can
you get the title?
The budget is minus £3. So no.
Are we in debt already?
You can win more debt.
Financially
crippled. Aiden currently he is episode 4's title, which is Aiden the Pregnant.
Prego boy.
Brigante.
Prego boy. Tom, this might be your week. We'll find out.
Tom the.
Round two. Tom the round two.
I like it. It's got a ring.
Round
to
two.
It.
Aiden goes first because Tom won the last round.
Tom went first last time, too.
Amazon creates anti-robot blank to protect workers.
Anti-robot blank. I'm going to say it's an anti-robot robot. So like a Terminator. Terminating other robots.
Incorrect.
Tom.
That would have been
I love
so
that,
cool,
an anti-robot
though.
Robot.
That was so cool. Like
you're here
wars.
To make sure the robots don't get out of control.
Like in Robot Wars, when both no one's winning.
Oh, yeah,
like
the big guy comes
the
in.
The big lad with the hammer, just like, damn it! Just like,
when I went to uni, one of my housemates.
I also went to uni.
Who, did you? Aiden didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I didn't.
One of, not my housemate, actually, he lived across the road from me, but we were friends. He, his brother did Robot Wars.
What?
So his brother was making, he was part of one of the teams that made one of the robots or whatever on the latest or maybe the last season or whatever it was. I think they got quite far. But yeah, like
that's
you
so
see
cool.
him everything. It's really cool.
It's
actually.
Really cool. The little fire pit, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And they get the little robot that like ping, like flicks
it's
him
so
into
cool.
it.
Yeah.
Imagine spending hours of your life crafting this.
And then it instantly
yeah.
goes
gets
in the fire.
Destroyed by either the one with the saw. Which just destroyed everyone, or the one with like the xenomorph style head, and it just has the big hammer.
I don't remember. That
it
one.
Was it would be it was like the host.
I only remember
robot.
The one that's got like a jabbing.
Oh yeah, remember
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Like,
and then he always falls on his back and does this. Ow! Stop
yeah.
it!
Yeah.
Oh man.
Amazon creates anti-robot blank to protect workers. Tom.
Anti-robot. Well, I know they've got a bad track record with their workers, so I'm thinking it might be something to do with that.
What do you mean? Oh, damn it! We didn't realise he was a murderer when we hired him.
No, they apparently they treat him pretty badly, don't
really?
They?
Really?
They don't
know
get
that.
Their toilet breaks. They don't get their breaks.
Oh
they work long hours.
I've got an idea.
Like an EMP sort of thing. That's
yeah. Amazon creates anti-robot EMPs to protect workers. Is that your answer?
Yeah. Do it.
Incorrect. Okay. Aiden.
Anti-robot gloves.
Incorrect, but close. Tom.
Ooh.
Like a weapon, maybe? Anti-robot device.
Anti-robot device
yeah.
is incorrect.
Okay.
Is it a broad term or is it a specific thing?
It's a specific...
Right, I got it. Right, okay. So it's specific. Vests.
That's exactly correct.
Anti-robot vests.
Anti-robot
vests. Tell me about them.
Amazon
about
creates it. Anti-robot vests to protect workers. Amazon now has more than 100,000 robots operating inside its warehouse worldwide. Amazon has developed a new high-tech safety vest for its employees in a bid to reduce robot-related injuries at its warehouse.
So if like the robot gets close to it, does it like disable it or...?
The anti-robot vests, which resemble utility belts, are equipped with sensors that send alerts to the robot when a human is within the facility.
Vicinity.
So yeah,
that's
it's just
cool. Awesome. So like deactivates
yeah.
them. That's
yeah.
really
vests.
Cool.
Vests. Well
awesome.
Done, Aiden. That was good.
Good
well
guess,
done.
Man.
I thought gloves because you'd have your hands near, like
yeah.
touching stuff.
Touching
maybe
other robots.
Chop your hand, or if you like.
Oh, safety. I'm in the vicinity, robot. Well done. Oh my god, guys, we've got a so far draw. It all
it
comes down to the
draw.
Final round.
Yeah.
Final round, as per usual, 2 points, but obviously it doesn't matter.
Right. Two points.
Whoever wins this gets a randomly generated title. Will it
be
Aiden?
Me.
Will it be Tom?
Be
Aiden
me.
The what, sorry?
Aiden the pregnant.
Thank
Will
you.
It be Tom the... To find out.
I don't even have a the.
No.
Find out.
After the break.
Right now. Okay, round three.
Cool.
No breaks.
Short break.
No breaks.
Not allowed.
No.
Treated worse than Amazon workers over here.
Here we are.
Round three.
Na 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 na.
Da da da. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Isn't that weird?
I think so.
Yeah,
I love that meme, by the way.
Sticking with robots because I like robots, and also I was under the robot section on the news.
Cool.
Robotic blank banned from CES tech show.
Sex doll.
Oh, you bar.
You're saying a sex doll.
Yeah. Sex doll.
Incorrect.
Oh, man, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Aiden Robotic.
I was going to say sex robot.
Robotic blank banned from CES tech show.
Robotic penis.
Incorrect.
They exist, though. Someone's got a robot penis out there.
No, people do.
Yeah, mental, innit? Imagine that.
What do you mean?
A robot penis.
Why?
Clearly, that one doesn't
penis
work.
Penis, assemble.
Or instead of getting a cool robot arm, they thought, that's way cooler to get a bionic penis.
Channel it into my
Would
penis.
You guys get a bionic penis?
No.
Well,
it'd be all cold.
I'm quite chuffed with my penis.
I like my dick.
Yeah.
Mine's okay.
Should we all...
Yeah, let's have a look.
Oh, wow, Tom.
Do you like that?
Didn't think it was going to be that colour.
Yeah? I didn't think yours was going to be that...
Aiden have...
width.
That width. Tom, robotic blank banned from CES tech show. So CES stands for Consumer Electronics Show.
Something to do with consumers. Robotic knife set or robotic
knife. Robotic knife set.
Robotic, maybe. Maybe something dangerous. Something like
what the hell would a knife robot be able to do?
Something cool.
That's what I wanna know. Just a little
something cool.
I'm so upset you even thought that was a good idea.
I just think it's so broad. It could be anything.
It could be anything.
But it's banned.
Banned.
But why would it be banned?
People would want a robot knife. Oh, I can cut my carrot for me while I'm watching telly. Yeah.
Yeah, ban it.
Disgusting.
Anyway, get the guy with the bionic penis up on stage. Hey, guys, look at this. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
You guys were closer with it with the first two answers.
What did you say? Penis.
I said robot penis. Which I think would actually be kind of cool, thinking about it.
Pretty helpful.
You could just kind of slide down and be like, vibrate.
Extend.
Yeah.
And come. You have to put in the key.
Put in my tennis.
So we're going to put in the length of time you want to last.
Yeah.
So. What if it just goes like
2 minutes?
What if it does it all for you as well? So you just stand there and it goes.
Wait, what?
What if it hovers as well, so you can leave it at home?
So I'm sitting here, but it goes like this. So I can just see, like, I don't even have to break a sweat. I'm just like, whoop, whoop.
Get on your phone.
Or like
penis, go TV mode. And it opens up this TV and you can just kind of watch your dick.
Yeah, sitting on the tube.
Penis now. The zip automatically goes down.
This is reminding me of a guy who has a robot arm. You must have seen it, and it has a certain function.
Oh, no.
One that he uses clearly when he's lonely, and he accidentally presses it during an interview. So what else can you do? He's meant to demonstrate, you know, it can help me write with a pen. It can do this, and then it just starts like banging on the table and like moves towards him. And he's just like, so sorry. He's so cool about it. He's like, sorry.
Oh,
he's like staring at this guy.
I don't know why he disables it. I don't know why it's doing this. Oh, it's.
That's so funny. I feel so bad for the guy, but what a cool feature.
When robots take over the world, they're going to look back at the moment and be like, that's our ancestors.
This is when we decided to revolt.
One of the first robot arms, and we make sure it has
masturbating
function.
When robots take over, like the defining moment is when they're going to look back and be like, you first used us for your own sexual pleasures.
It sounds like you know that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Take over. Skynet.
And literally, it's going to happen. Elon Musk was like, he's scared at the rate we're going. I think recently,
it's his fault, isn't it?
What does he actually do?
He owns companies. He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, but he seems to know a lot.
He's really intelligent.
Yeah.
He
sends rockets up to space.
Yeah, he sends cars up to space. Makes tunnels under LA.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but he does everything, and he owns PayPal as well.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh,
robotic. I want to say sex thing again.
Hmm.
Maybe not a doll. Robotic. Sex. How accurate do you want this? Are you taking like...
It's one word.
Robotic sex.
Robotic sex. Ban it!
Ban it all.
Let me test it first. Ban it!
Robotic slave.
I think I know what it might be.
Is robotic slave your final answer?
Let's do it.
Incorrect, Aiden.
I think it's robotic woman.
I was going to say that, but
Incorrect.
Oh!
You guys weird. Are circling around it. It's right here. It's the sun. And you're an asteroid.
Sun.
You are down. Oh, hey, get rid of that sun.
Outstanding move. Robotic.
I think I've got it.
I think Aiden's got it.
I think I've got it.
What would be banned from a festival of tech? I'm like, we don't want that. Get it out of here. Come on. I strongly believe it all comes down to this moment, Tom. If you don't get it now, I think Aiden does have it.
I think I got it.
You guys have been literally circling around what it is.
Stop!
I'm just saying, well, I'm just clarifying what we've discussed.
All right.
Go on, Tom.
Literally just drew it out. Literally. If you don't get it now,
yeah, but it's so much. It'd be so upset. No. Robotic bottom.
No! Oh, Jesus! No, incorrect. Aiden.
Because we're so close, I think it's a... I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Vagina.
Is your final answer a robotic vagina?
Yes.
Incorrect.
What the...
I knew you were going to say that, which means Tom might get it.
Well, no, he took 10 hours.
Because you're literally right next to it.
I've got
robotic
it.
Robotic penis?
No!
He's already said that.
He's locked it in.
No, he hasn't. He's already said it.
I know what it is.
Is it a robotic anus?
Oh my god, Tom.
Yes, it is. Is that it?
Is that not it?
Incorrect.
What do you mean? What else can it be?
Okay,
shut up. I've got it.
Robotic blank banned from CES tech show.
Clitoris.
Incorrect, you guys!
It's a vagina!
Yeah, but that's... Poor Sophie.
Tom!
Who knows? Two different things.
Poor Sophie.
You guys!
He said he was next to it, so I straight away went anus.
Not next to it like that, as in, like, you're cycling around it, you're right next to it.
What else could it be? I mean, we've done all the orifices.
You guys are going to feel so stupid.
Well, oh, wait. We're not.
Robotic.
It's something sexy.
Apparently the product deemed immoral, obscene, indecent, profane, or not keeping with the CTA's image.
Right, got it.
I don't know if you said it, but like a robotic masturbation device.
I think it's related to that, yeah.
It's one word.
No, robotic.
What could it be?
Maybe it's robotic breasts.
Are you saying robotic breasts?
Yeah, just do it. I haven't said it yet.
Incorrect.
Oh, thank God, because that's actually what I was going to say.
Oh,
were
mate.
You actually?
Yeah, I'm going to say...
How are you guys?
What is this?
I'm going to say robotic mouth.
No.
Fuck.
Developed by mostly female...
Dildo.
Is your final answer
yes.
Dildo? Correct.
Penis is robotic penis. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for that word.
Shut up. A robotic penis is clearly
penis
a dildo.
Penis is different.
Shut up.
Sorry, Aiden.
Shut up. I'm not.
Well done, Tom.
Consolation round. I'm so upset.
I can't believe we got that.
Well done.
I can't believe I didn't get it.
I'm sorry.
You should have said dildo.
To be fair,
well,
probably
no, because I don't. A dildo to me is a bit of plastic or rubber. If it's robotic,
yeah, but if you say penis,
what do you think a penis is?
Like they've robotically designed a penis, which I
yeah, which
say is
a dildo.
You should have said dildo. I think more people would have said dildo first.
Do the name.
Otherwise, it's
give
just
me
a
my name.
Metal dildo. Nothing robotic about it.
What is my title,
Tom?
No, because I literally went. It can go. And it
you
can
are,
go
but you didn't say it.
That's a dildo.
You didn't say. Yeah, you said penis.
Sorry, mate.
It was the word, dude.
Whatever, I'm not coming next time.
The rules of this game are very exact. Aiden's currently Aiden the Pregnant. Aiden, your title stands for you.
I'm going to get something.
Tom,
cool.
Your
yeah,
first title.
Terrible, I hope.
It could be terrible, that's the thing. I click this random, generate random adjectives in it. It could be random.
Could be.
Tom, the typical.
Typical.
Tom, the typical.
Right.
Typical, Tom.
That's all right. I quite like that. Don't say.
Getting handed victory on a technicality.
Yep.
Oh,
I'll take it.
Well done.
Still a victory, mate.
Yes.
Well done, you guys.
I said the right word.
We've got Aiden the Pregnant, Tom the Typical.
Yeah.
That's good. Alliteration, actually.
Mm,
hopefully, in the next few weeks, you guys can host one, and then it'll be me versus one.
Oh, my goodness.
You.
That
could be
we should do that.
Cool, that should be a whole other mechanic.
Yeah, Tom seems really up for it.
Yeah, we could do it. Just because I'm...
Tom the Typical.
Tired of winning.
What?
Tired of victories.
You both won 50%.
In this mechanic.
Oh, wait, no, actually, because Dylan won last week.
So it's 33.3 recurring percent.
Boys,
nice.
Next week, who will win? Find out.
After the break, I mean, next week.
Not next week. Well done, Tom.
Thank Thank you.
Aiden's clapping. That's good.
Cheers, guys. Good
cheers. Well done. Next week, titles will be changed or things will be different, and we'll find out if one of you will be replacing your title with a cooler one or a worse one.
Ooh.
Typical.
Typical.
That's the weirdest noise.
Ooh. 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 What? Look at you. Typical Tom. thanks for listening, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you have any emails or questions you want us to answer, email us in at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.
Any suggestions? Feel free. Leave
any suggestions at all?
Feel free. It's all just on the page. Yeah. I don't know how it works yet.
Email us in or message us on our Facebook page. Check out our socials. We're on Facebook at Having Words Podcast. Please like and share with your friends. That's really important for us. If you've enjoyed it, even if you haven't, because your friends might do. And also, we'd really appreciate it if you left an iTunes rating and review, because that is how we get popular and big. Yeah. So we won't need an audience anymore.
And that's what's important in life, is being popular.
Is having stars. I think it was stars next to our name.
Friends.
Excuse me. Hang on, wait, no, excuse me, Tom.
Goodbye, guys.
I'm getting rid of your name.
No!
You're just the typical.
Typical.
Support us on Patreon as well. If you have bare dollar to spare per month,
send it my way.
You can
literally donate to us.
You can literally donate to us.
A charity case. Really?
You can literally donate to us.
I feel a bit rough about
it. It's only £1 a month for the lowest tier.
But
if you want to be cool, there's the ultimate tier, which is the pink background. You'll find it at patreon.com/havingwords. Well done. Thanks for listening. Tom, shout-outs?
Listeners, man. Really
means
appreciate it.
Really cool.
I'm going to shout out you two. Appreciate it. We're in a stuffy room. I appreciate you guys being here.
It was awful.
We're going to change.
I'm coming in my underwear next time.
Jesus. Oh,
please do.
Please don't.
We should do an underwear episode. No one would even know.
Why are you suggesting that? Why are you suggesting that?
I'm so hot.
Should we make eye contact with me instead of doing an underwear episode?
I'll show you my new robotic attachment.
Is it a penis or a dildo? Because they're two different things.
I'll leave that up to you. Tom's the expert.
Why am I the expert?
Tom's the typical.
Apparently, you know.
Thanks for listening. Same time next week. Any last comments? No.
No, thank you. See you later.
Thank you. Catch you later. Tom the typical. Aiden the pregnant. Out.